Welcome back to another episode of the Chats of Clark podcast. I'm your host, Joe Clark, and here at Chats of Clark, we don't do poppy intros. We get straight to the point. And the point today is Nick Anderley, a man who is a great, great person, a great person of faith on top of that, and just an all-around charismatic, good guy. Nick, thanks for being here. I'm excited to chat with you today.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Really appreciate it.
Absolutely, yeah. So Nick and I went to college together, and Nick was a year ahead of me, and I've always found Nick to just be one of those guys you love to talk to, and you can always find yourself in a great conversation. We played lots of basketball together, so I've seen him just outside of that kind of nature and in many different realms. And I will say, like I mentioned, he is one of those types of guys you just love to be around. And recently, and so I reached out to Nick and I said, hey, I would love to have you on the pod to chat a little bit with me about married at a young age and what that looks like. So, Nick, congratulations. Why don't we maybe let's dive into it?
Yeah, well, not quite married yet, but getting there, close. 248 days. So excited about that. I have like a little countdown thing, so I have to like change it every day as a picture from our engagement. That's pretty neat, but keeps me accountable on like which day it is. But yeah, no, it's crazy, like time has gone by quick after college, but it like so much has happened. Moving to new city, getting engaged, but also just like kind of planting roots and like really creating a home for myself and for my future partner. So there's just been so much that has happened. I'd say, you know, it's a little bit different. I'm like the first person out of like everyone I know from back in Cleveland of like kind of getting engaged, kind of taking that step. And kind of having, I wouldn't say like having a lot figured out, but like, you know, have, you know, a good relationship with the Lord, have a good relationship with, you know, friends and family. And obviously like Maddie and I are doing great. And kind of have like a pretty stable job. And all those things can be taken away. Like I'm totally aware of that, but I think right now it's just like counting my blessings, counting like every single day, like you wake up, like thank the Lord for another day. But like, you know, that's a completely different topic, but I think like really taking that step of like, you know, finding someone that you truly love at a young age is, it's rare, but it's like one of those things is like, people are just so focused on the wrong things, in my opinion. They're focused on, you know, we talked about just going out and partying or, you know, chasing money, chasing a career. Those things are all well and good, but at the end of the day, it's like you're not taking any of that with you. And then, like, it's like anything material to me, it's just like it doesn't really matter. I'd rather like do it with someone that I love and care about and like build a life together and raise a family and, you know, have kids and instill good godly values in them and, really just like, I don't know, have a family and just, I grew up with like both my parents have been married or my parents have been married for 34 years this year. October 8th.
Wow, congrats to them.
So, I mean, I've just always been around that. Like I grew up in that, you know, household and so did Maddie and her parents, you know, kind of same thing, got married young and, you know, they're still together and they have a great relationship. So yeah, it's been like a crazy step. It's also hard cause we're long distance.
So tough.
It's played a challenge. Like you, even from the start, like you have to commit, right? It's like you're in this or not. Like there's no games. You're spending $500-$600 on a plane ticket. And
so you're in Charlotte, Nick, and she's in Dallas.
Dallas, Texas. Yeah.
Man. Yeah. So that like right off the rip is a natural impediment, if you will, to the relationship. Couldn't be seen that way, but clearly you guys have made it work. So
Yeah, it's a challenge. I mean, like you only get so much time with each other, right? And you have to maximize that time. And so it's like for me and her, it's how do we figure out when's the next time we're seeing each other, but also at the same time, like enjoying that time that we have with each other when we're together.
Yeah, for sure.
But it's planning ahead, it's being selfish, it's lots of FaceTime dates, it's getting creative on those FaceTime dates, it's figuring out what you can do when you're not with each other, supporting each other. But then when you're with each other, it's like everything's back to normal.
Yeah, there's the magic. Yeah.
But I mean, flights don't get any cheaper nowadays, which it stinks, but at the same time, like I don't really care about spending money on a flight to go see her for like, even if like, I'm paying for her to come here or she's paying, like, we don't really care. It's just like, we just want to be with each other. At the same time, it's like, we don't want to live with each other. In our engagement season, we want to be pretty traditional, and wait to one, like wait till we get married, and two, just like out of respect for her parents and my parents. Like that's just something that I just don't believe in, which a lot of people might disagree, but I think there's a reason for that and why it's so traditional. And like, I don't know, it's worked in the past, so
Yeah, Nick, you know what's fascinating is if you look at divorce rates explicitly between couples that lived together prior to being married and couples that did not live together prior to being married, the one that's higher is actually the divorce rate amongst people who lived together and then got married, and then they get divorced at a higher rate than people who never lived together, got married, and then got married. So
And
it's interesting.
people always want to like say, well, I need to know. I need to know if like they're the one.
Yeah.
Like I need to figure out their habits. It's like that should be the last thing on your mind, right? Like it once you're with that person, it's you two against any struggle. It's you two against any fight. It's not, it's
100%.
the problem versus like you guys, and you have to figure it out. It's not pegging each other against each other, because like that's a real thing, and you have to work through that. And we've done great. Like no relationship's easy. Like it's gonna come with sacrifices, it's gonna come with struggles, but like that's okay. We're all human.
Yeah.
We're all gonna make mistakes. We're all gonna like, I don't know, like relationships are hard, but they're so rewarding. And like I found the best person ever, and like I love her so
Yeah.
much, and I would do anything for her. And like
And for
I
anyone
feel
that's listening and isn't seeing this, like Nick has the biggest smile on his face as he shares this. So it's awesome to witness that as we're talking here. And I just had to share that it's a very big, bright smile when he talks about his love for her. So Nick, sorry, continue.
No, you're good. I guess I'll just like, how do you guys meet? Like, how did this
Yeah.
story, like, is she in, obviously she's not in Charlotte, right? So it's not like she was just visiting one time, but the crazy thing is we were, so I'll tell the story and I'll tell like a little bit of a backstory, which we were in
Yeah,
the same,
perfect.
same room in 2023 or 2022. And literally like could see her type of thing. So I'll get into it. It's crazy.
Yeah,
It's like the most
sounds
God,
like it.
the most God related story I've ever seen. So I DM'd her. Man, I'm gonna get my dates mixed up. She might get upset, but it was either May 15th or May 17th.
You
And
just you know the day that matters. You had the days till when you get till if you can get engaged. You're getting married on, so
There's a
you
lot
got
of
the
dates.
date time.
There's a
Yeah,
lot of dates.
you're straight. You got it. Good.
June 10th was our engagement date, so I get that.
Yeah.
But basically, like saw her on social media. And I was like, wow, this girl is beautiful. Like, kind of just like loved her vibe. Like, the thing about Maddie is she can, like, she's got a little Texas country in her. She's got a little city girl in her. She's got a little, like, down and dirty, like, from like, gets her hands dirty and, like, will go outside a little bit and, like, but also, like, throw on a dress and look absolutely beautiful. And, like, we're going to the date night and popping a bottle of wine together. And,
I
like,
love it, dude. You're dating Lainey Wilson. That's congrats.
and it's like one of those things. It's like, man, that's awesome. Just loves life and loves like everything about it. And I think that just drew me like towards her. But decided to shoot my shot. I made my Instagram public. I was like, I'm gonna go in all in on this. Like, I don't really do this. I don't really DM girls. Like, it's just not who I am. But I'm like, this one
For
feels
sure.
weird. Like, I called my buddy before and we had like an hour talk about it. And
He's hyping you up. He's like, come on, Nick.
and he lives in Charlotte, like he's in my wedding. And he's just like, just do it. Like, worst case. And I shot my shot and she was in the airport and she like took a picture or a video of this like little boy and she's like, God, I'm waiting on your timing, but like come on, like I want like basically like she wanted like kids. And so I was like, how many little shrimps you want? And
How many little shrimps you want? That's
like
awesome.
to me, it's still like wild. Like my coworkers are like, you're nuts. Like, what are the odds of that? And I just had like full faith in it. And like we had a little conversation right then and there that night, and then like continued to pursue her and like got her number and took some time, a little bit more pursuing, and then ended up on a FaceTime that lasted 7 hours. And
My God.
like it's crazy. Like I think like for me personally, I haven't had a whole lot of time to reflect the last couple of months just because life's been really busy. And so like this podcast is really good to just like come on and just talk, right? Talk to someone that, would play basketball for hours with and like
It's the truth.
shoot the crap with, like probably jaw each other, but also like let's go grab a beer after and like chop it up.
100%.
And it just like it brings me so much joy and like honestly it just like excites me about my relationship. It's not like I will like I love her and like I love our relationship, but like looking back at it and reflecting on it is like truly amazing. But yeah, we FaceTime like the first night for like 7 hours and then that at the end of the call I was like, I want to come see you. Like I want to come see you. Like I will buy a plane ticket. And
And that's direct, man. I mean, that's like you're putting it out there. You're not messing around.
yeah, I'm like, I'm
That's,
not
you're
messing
showing your
around.
cards. You're, yeah, right.
Like I'm not playing. Like I want to get to know you. And if this thing works out, great. If it doesn't, okay. Like it's okay. It's not
Right.
the right time. But look, my like the next day she agreed and she's like, bring your cowboy boots and like book your flight. There's one stipulation, which was, I had to stay in a hotel room. Like she did not feel comfortable with me staying in her apartment. I mean, if I was her, beautiful girl, 23, random guy she's never met on Instagram, like makes sense.
All the way around. That's perfect.
But so like, and I just and at that time I just bought a house, so like not that money was tight, but like, going to spend a good chunk of change to go meet a girl, kind of
Right,
risky.
she had to be worth it.
But like went there and just like had the best weekend like ever. It was like truly meant to be. I mean, I don't even mind like first kiss that weekend, like great. It was awesome. It was in her kitchen in her apartment and she just moved out of it. So it's like sweet, like
Oh
we'll never be able to
man.
go back to that spot.
Yeah, you're
And
gonna
that's
cherish it
like
forever though. It
yeah.
lives on.
And but like we went to a rodeo that went that weekend. We went and like picked blackberries at like this peach farm.
So cool.
And then like just like hung out and I went down there during Father's Day weekend. It's like met her parents right off the rip.
Oh
And
my God.
like
Oh, so your first
funny.
time down there was during Father's Day.
Yeah, like
Oh my
ruined
God. Hey,
Father's
yeah,
Day
happy
weekend.
Father's Day. Who's this guy?
He's like, who's this? And then funny enough, her dad at the time was working for Amazon and he had a meeting in Charlotte the following week. Like random stuff like that where I'm like,
Yeah, dude.
that's weird. Like
Yeah,
that's
that's the spirit at work, bro. That's some weird stuff.
and so I was like, we should grab a coffee, like just like get to know each other and like put myself out there. She like didn't initiate it. I was like, it was all me. And like I was like, I told her, I was like, I want to get coffee with your dad. Like I want to get to know him. And it's kind of been our thing. And like he agreed and we talked for like an hour and a half, 2 hours, and it's like, you seem like a good guy. Like just take it slow, be patient and let the Lord, you know, work everything out. And that's kind of how it went. And from there, like just talking about falling in love at a young age, but also like knowing it's the right person, it was clear as day. Like it's almost
Wow.
like I think when you think about relationships, right, you have like that the honeymoon phase, as they call it, like you're like
Yeah,
all
right.
into it. I think over time, it's just like it's still the honeymoon phase, but it's different. It's deeper. And like over like the
Okay.
last, and like think about this too. Like we were only dating for 11 months by the time we got engaged. It was quick. Like
Yeah, that
it's
is
not
quick.
normal. But it's not normal in society's eyes, right? It's kind of like back
Right,
to
right.
my parents got engaged in 6 months.
Holy cow, yeah, and you just mentioned they're over 30 years, so.
Yeah. And so it's like, I think that is like, you know, you look at all these people I've been dating for 6 years, it's like, what are you waiting for? Just, you know, but then again, you look at it, like you said, they're probably living together and they're probably, doing things that they probably shouldn't be doing, in my
Sure.
eyes. And you know, that takes away from that special moment. That takes away from, you know, your first time, that first time, that first night you're together, like in a house or
Yeah.
like in an apartment or just like where it's just you and me. We're like when you're dating someone, you're living together, it's like, all right, we got married, let's go back in the same routine. Like you have to
Yeah,
figure
true enough.
and like really just like figure it out together. And it's kind of like it's a cool challenge. But yeah, I guess like the following couple weeks, so after that trip, she booked her flight, like booked her flight before I even came to Charlotte. The weekend that I moved into my house, which like honestly, I call it our house now. It feels like our house. We're doing this together, we're like we
Yeah.
just were painting and you know get in it. We looked at like 50 shades of white to paint the house to try to figure it out. You know how like that is,
Sure.
and like it's fun, it's exciting. It's a little stressful because I already painted the house, but a little repaint. It was like a fun bonding activity.
Yeah,
Um,
yeah, yeah.
we're, we're still like doing little projects here and there, but that's like fun. That's what life's supposed to be like, right?
Yeah, you're doing it together. Dude, I'm
But
dumbfounded at the coffee real quick. I just feel like it's so, that's another one that's so against the grain maybe in society. Like there's this innate lack of respect for really just quote unquote elders, not their dad old or whatever, but like someone of an elderly position in relation to us. And I think it's incredible that you're just, I mean, like humbly innocent to just say, hey, like let's just grab coffee and just shoot the breeze about wherever the conversation went for those 2 hours. And then you mentioned that he says, you know, you're a good guy, take his little trust in the Lord. Those are all things that show that you guys are on the same wavelength right off the
yeah.
rip. And that takes, I mean, to not put it any other, just to put it bluntly, like, hey, this is basically, I'd love to get to know your daughter. Let's grab coffee. Like, that's basically what you said. So
Yeah.
that's respect.
I mean, like knowing her dad now, it's like he's just like I mean, he's protective of his daughter. He's protective of his family, like he should be, like any man should be.
Okay.
But he's also
Yeah.
like just a really genuine, wholesome. I don't want to. I guess like it's like a big teddy bear, honestly. Like
Yeah.
if he hears this, like, "Hey Jeff, how's it going?"
Oh, he's gonna listen. He's gonna listen.
but no, I mean, he's just like it. It's almost like having another dad. Like me and my dad are super close, and my dad helps me out with a lot of things. And like her dad helps me out with things that, my dad can help out with, but he has a little bit more expertise in, right? Like everyone
Sure.
has their own things that they're really, really good at. Her dad was a pastor at one point. Like he, and when I say I'm coming to faith, it was just like, devoted my life to Christ as a Christian. And he was a pastor for I don't know how many years, but he's actually marrying us, which is really cool.
That's
So
so cool.
he's got like big responsibilities, like first look, walk his daughter down the aisle, hand them off
Oh
to
my God.
hand her off to me, like walk around, marry us, give a speech. Like I feel bad for him. Like he's got a lot going on. It's an emotional day for a guy.
He sounds like quite the guy to handle it though, so he'll be
No,
great. He'll be
he's
great.
truly like an awesome guy. I mean, we catch up on the phone or try to. Been a little bit bad on my part on that, but like he always reaches out. He always sends like texts of encouragement. Maddie has a brother who's 2 years younger than me, but like just a great guy, super smart, graduated college in 3 years, like has his life together, like really does. He's
He's
like
slacking.
just killing it. And it's cool, like having like a brother-in-law that, or soon to be brother-in-law, that's just like, "Hey, I can go grab a beer with you and let's watch football and just like hang out."
For sure.
Or like go
That's
get
what
a
you
lift.
want, right? It's just like a brother. You want them to be your brother. You want them to be your dad. You want that to be a family unit.
Dude, yeah. And like her whole family is like that too. And it's just really nice to like get welcome in like that. Because she's the
Yeah, for
oldest on
sure.
her side. So it's like, this is all new. We're like, my side, I'm the youngest. Like with all my
Yeah.
cousins and stuff. So it's like everyone's already married and like has kids and stuff. So it's like, yeah, you're just the
They're like,
last
come on, Nick. Yeah, right.
one. But so this is the crazy story. So the first night we like FaceTimed, we were just kind of like talking about, our faith and just like, "Hey, I went to Passion." And if you don't know anything about Passion, highly recommend just like going. So Passion is a conference that's held by Passion City Church in Atlanta. They also have one in Dallas, and it's basically a conference where they bring in a lot of like notable like worship artists, so like Maverick City and Brandon Lake and like some of the other like big like worship time people that you probably have listened to on Spotify. And they have like really cool guest speakers like Tim Tebow speaks.
Dude's awesome.
What's the Duck Dynasty girl? Back in the day, she's like married now and like has a kid. I forget her name. You know who I'm talking about, right? I don't know if you ever
No,
watched
I'm
Dynasty.
so bad with TV stuff. Yeah.
I can't remember, but there's like a bunch of like really notable like pastor speakers that come in, and it's a room of like, at that time it was 65,000 people in the Mercedes-Benz Arena in or stadium in Atlanta for like
Supposed
two
to be an awesome
days.
stadium. Yeah.
It's
Wow, that's
sick.
incredible.
And so you have to like get there early to get on the floor. So you're like right there.
Sure.
And I went with a couple buddies. I went with one of my best men. I'm actually having two, which is untraditional.
Yeah. Oh, I'm excited.
Darren Clemente is also one of my best men. So,
Is he look at that?
yeah, I mean, we grew
The
up together.
Cleveland boys.
I know he was down here a couple weeks ago. We were just hanging out, and like, I knew. I mean, from the time we were in college, I was like, this dude's gonna be one of my best men at my wedding, if not my
Yeah.
only. But like crazy enough, Maddie was there at that conference, and she
That's
was
weird.
there with like a couple other like social media people. I wouldn't like say like famous social media people, but like girls who had like somewhat of a platform. And my buddy recognized one of them and like went up and talked to like a girl that Maddie was staying with in like that group. And like, I don't know if I'll have to send you a picture, or I'll send you the
It's
TikTok.
so insane, Nick.
I don't know if you, Maddie's got like pretty decent following on TikTok. It's kind of cool. I'm like super proud of her for that. It's kind of, I'm just cheesing over it. Freaking nuts.
That is nuts. The fact that you guys were in. Oh
like,
my God, I just got it. What?
I didn't even know her. And now she's going to be my wife. Kind of cool.
Yeah, you look fly on that too. Oh my God.
That is so insane. So for everyone who can't see, Nick just sent me the screenshot.
And it's Maddie's TikTok. It looks like a story time maybe on the TikTok. Not sure, just guessing it looks like. It's from September of 22. So this was maybe, you said, that would be like 6 months after you met, right? Is that math right?
Well,
no, 4 months after you met.
Yeah, so we acknowledge this was January of 22 that picture was taken.
Okay,
but
and
we
then you met.
It. And so like we met in May, or we met in June, but like really we DM'd each other in May, and then like we had our first time in June. So called June, and then obviously figuring out like, all right, is this a real thing? And then by the time people were like, because when Maddie posted, she had a boyfriend, like she has like a decent following on social media, like over 15,000 people.
Oh yeah, for sure.
So it's like, people were like, how did y'all meet? And then like, we like found out this crazy thing, and it's just like a neat, neat little like thing to say. It's like, wow.
So, yes, dude, and that's perfect because she is someone who has a platform and that's like part of what she does. So you want that cool story to be broadcasted. And she, as a public figure, should have a cool story. Like, if anyone should have a cool story, it's people that share their stories. You know? Like, that's awesome. Man. Yeah.
So, I mean, it was super cool. But I guess, like, back into, I know we've kind of veered off, but, like, back into, like, just the topic of, like, getting married or being engaged young, getting married young, and, like, prepping for that season. Like, it is... you're never going to be prepared for it. And you really like have to make the time for it. And like, I think God is testing me right now because my firm's getting acquired. I'm working way more than I ever have. Distance is getting really hard, even spending like 2 weeks apart.
Yeah.
Trying to do premarital counseling long distance and finding someone to do that is a challenge. And then also like, you know, finding like for me, going to Dallas is a lot harder for her coming here. So it's like, all right, I'm going to try to come here. It's just turned into like, wow, this is really hard, but like we're making this work. And like, it's prepping your heart and your like soul and your mind and like everything for marriage is so important. Like we just talk like, we've kind of been slacking on it. It's like, we need a whiteboard session. Like we need to lay out everything. Like, this is what we need to do. Like, you know, and it's like having hard conversations. Like, all right, money. No one wants to talk about that. Right. No one wants to talk
about that.
You know, you brush it off. Like, and I think too, at a young age, you don't want to talk about that. Like we all don't make a lot of money at a young age. And like, you know, we're all still trying to figure it out. And like, that's a hard conversation. Talking about like a couple of my friends who are married. A lot of my friends are like in Charlotte, they're married, but they're like 28, 29. So relatively young, but also pass on a lot of wisdom. And it's like, you're going to talk about like your past relationships to your partner in like premarital counseling. How do you prep yourself for that? Like past relationships that you had that probably like don't sit well in your own head. And
for
you have
sure.
to explain that to the person you're going to marry. And like, like it's like, and we're like learning about like all the stuff that like you actually have to like go through and like think about and like,
yeah,
it's a lot. And then also like getting our house ready and like, you know, just like trying to find time to like go on a date and like hang out, watch the Buckeyes play. She's a Bama fan. She wants to be an
Really?
Ohio State fan, but she's a Bama fan, and I'm trying to
That's
go.
gross.
And she's gonna be mad at me because she says she's a Buckeyes fan, but she wears a Bama sweatshirt.
Why isn't she a Texas fan? She
Her
just
grandpa
picks.
Bama.
Oh my God, that's a little far removed.
I know you can tell her that, but
Yeah, well, she's gonna hear it.
her dad's a Bama fan, but
I was gonna say, well, you kind of touched on it a little bit. One of the things I always like to look at are the influences that we take from the people around us. And so, in that regard, like socially, marriage at a young age is probably more taboo than not, and then not so taboo is within your family, as you mentioned. So, are there other people or are there other things that you look for the influence and how you want to, how the two of you want to go about your marriage, and like, where do you find the wisdom from those, whatever those influences are?
yeah, I mean, whether people like it or not, I'm gonna stick to my roots and what I believe in. But it's all around, like, obviously the people around you play a huge impact in your life. And for us, it's really important to be around other believers of the Lord, who have the same values, who, you know, anytime you have someone who believes in the Lord, they're gonna probably have the same values, if not like are working on themselves too. So that's definitely been important. I've lucked out like moving in a new city, and like I've met some, like my buddies down here are awesome. Like truly just like great guys that like go to church on Sundays with them. They work hard in their day jobs, and like we're gonna watch football. We're gonna talk shop. We're gonna go play golf, and just like enjoy life,
Yeah,
and
enjoy
like,
life. Enjoy the good stuff, man.
and not like really worry about like, all right, where can we go this weekend and like have a good time. It's like, hey man, like let's come over to my house and make some wings and some steak and like order a pizza and like let's watch the game here. Let's invite all the family and friends over, let's have the dogs out. Like, and I think that's a little bit of like Southern hospitality at its finest.
Oh, for sure.
But I also think like I've gotten so used to that, blessed with that. So, like, you know, my buddy, one of my best men who's in the wedding has a girlfriend who just started dating. So shout out Tate. But love that boy. He's a good guy. He moved on to Atlanta, so I don't get to see him as much. But you
Oh
know,
man.
yeah, he's doing great though. But like his mindset on life is the same thing. And I think it's all very similar. Like, yeah, like money is nice. Money will come though. Money is not gonna define you. It's not gonna make or break you. But it's like around the people that you surround yourself with, and like, for me and Maddie, it's been like we have Garth and Ashley are two of our closest friends. Garth and Ashley are, you know, I don't want to age them at all, but they just hit over the 30-year mark. So, but they're awesome. Like they're
Yeah.
so like they're a great couple that we look up to. They have two beautiful girls that like,
That's awesome.
you know, we go over and just hang out, right? And like I'm
Yeah.
like Uncle Nick, which is awesome. And like
That's so awesome.
open door policy, and like it's just like really cool to like have people like that, and like another couple like Connor and Anne Marie, just like great people, like very humble, not like really focused about like having the nicest car or having like the nicest things. It's like I was having a really hard week at work, and like Connor texts me, he's like, hey man, like I know Maddie's not in town. Like, what would love to like make you food this weekend if you're around? Just like knowing that I had like a super busy week at work because he used to work with
Yeah.
me. And like having people like that in
Great
your life,
guy.
like is kind of what you need. That like helps you push forward, but also like being able to go on double dates and
Yeah.
having a Bible study together, or just like knowing you guys are all chasing after the same thing is like super important to Maddie and I. And it's also like how we want to like raise our family. Like all of my friends, like I would say, are all kind of want similar things. And like they are either engaged, married, or have girlfriends or looking. Like they're not out partying and hooking up with random people. It's they're going to church on Sunday and serving. And that is like the type of people that you surround yourself with, and also makes you a better person. And what
Oh,
I've
for sure.
found is like when your priorities are straight, it goes back to the money and like career topic. Like you can have a prominent career where your value's at. Like where are you spending your time? Are are you playing video games, right? Like, are you playing video games after you get home from work, or are you going to the gym? Are you trying to better yourself? Are you reading books? Are you like, and living like a normal life like that is okay, but I just, for me personally, it's not fulfilling to do that. Like, I want to give every day my all. And I also, and it's not only for me, but it's like now that I'm getting married at a young age, it's not just about me. It's about Maddie. It's about, I can't, I have to like, I'm very traditional. Like, I want to take care of her. Like, I don't want, like, when we have kids, I don't want her to work or have that option to not work. And like, I want to spend time with our kids and like, raise them, but also like be present in the household, which is like something that I'm still working on, is like how to, and a lot of it's my job and where I'm at from a position wise, but
You're
like,
gonna figure that out. You'll figure it out because your values are there. Just
yeah.
prioritize, you'll figure it out.
Yeah, and like, I don't know. I think like that is like in a nutshell, it's like just surrounding your people with like-minded personalities, like-minded beliefs, and like that not only goes to your friends, but like to your spouse, right? Do you guys believe in the same thing? Like Maddie and I have all pretty much all of the same. I mean, I think everything is the same. I can't think of one thing that's really different. Maybe that I'm a morning person and she's like not. But like we both submit ourselves to the Lord. We both believe in like a traditional household. We both believe that divorce is not an option. It's not a word we bring up. It's not like anything where it's us against the battle. It's and like we start having that, and it's like you look at people who, don't believe in the same things. I won't get into all of that because there's a lot of rabbit holes, and I, again, yeah, I don't want to keep that to myself. But I just, how can you believe in the same things if, like, how can you want the same things for your family if you believe in different things? Like, how is
Yeah,
that?
you'll never.
What's that dynamic look like?
Yeah, and the whole compromising thing doesn't work when you're talking about how you're gonna raise your kids. Yeah, you're gonna compromise. That's yeah, good luck.
Yeah. And I think another.
How's that even?
Oh, God.
I was just gonna say, how does that even like the math doesn't add up, right? Like it's like someone believing one and someone believing the other about whatever is going to entirely affect the way that they upbring their kids and they relate with one another. So either way, there's friction and conflict just innate with the differences there.
Yeah. And like why do you want that? That's just like not, and that, and then again it kind of goes, it
For
goes
real.
back to like why do you think the divorce rate's so high?
Yeah, there's no priority and there's no value placed on the long haul, right? Because divorce is so readily available and, to be frank, frequent in our society. It's, I think we're numb, but like the loss of the values of family life and there's no additional family values that are pretty much holding value at this point, at least
Yeah.
not in a northern secular city-ish area.
Yeah. I think too, I've seen, I mean, in my job, right? Banking, investment banking is like one of those careers where Yeah, it's super cool. It's super sexy when you get out of school, and I enjoy the work. I don't enjoy the work for the money, I can tell you that much. Because if I wanted to make that type of money and enjoy my life, I'd go do software development or like code or just do something in tech, right? For me, it's like I want to help these people. Like, it's so cool working with like a founder-owned business. It's like right now I'm working with like a husband and wife that started a business, and they're selling it. And like I'm on the phone every day, and like you could hear like, hey, he's not on the phone right now. Let me go get him real quick because he's downstairs and he's probably like doing something stupid. And it's just like, that's so cool. And then they're like asking all these questions, and I don't know. It's just like you get really fulfilled because that's like for them, it's like that's life changing. Like I don't
Absolutely.
know, they have earned that. They've built their business and they're selling it. And it's like you're like handing that person like, here you go, here's $50 million. Like this
Yeah,
is
like
life
what?
changing
I mean,
money. Like
thanks.
here you go. But like it's so cool
Right.
because you not only get to like grow a personal relationship with them, but you like learn so much about their business where like it's super cool. And you like you work a lot, but also you kind of like, yeah, I work 80 hours a week, but it's like you kind of what I work in 5 years, you know, someone else is going to take 10 years to do that. And so like in that 5 years you learn double in my opinion.
You're making the most out of that time, and you're creating friendships and bonds that are going to last throughout the years and stand the test of time too. So that's an awesome benefit of that. I do have a question for you, Nick. I was going to ask you, why do you want kids?
That's a good question. That
It's a loaded question. It's very simple,
it
but
is
it's
loaded.
very loaded.
I think in my head, it's like, why would you not want kids if you can have them? I think it's a big responsibility, and like there's a time and place. Obviously, accidents happen, and there's no such thing as an accident when you can bring in someone into this world.
So cool.
And it's like,
Maybe mad at that.
again, it's like, where are your priorities? Like, to me, like that just seems like, and Maddie and I are both in agreement. I don't know how many kids we'll end up having, but like, it's I can't like I am like my buddy Garth and Ashley, like I'm Uncle Nick. I'm like when I go over their house, like I get so excited to see like their little daughter's named Millie, but like she's just like a ball of energy and sunshine. Obviously, I'm seeing all the good times and I'm not seeing her throw temper tantrums, but like I don't know, like I think for me, I grew up with family and like I was one of 12, or there's 12 grandchildren on my mom's side, and there's eight on my dad's side. So that's like a decent sized family. And like they've all grown old and had kids for most of them, or starting to. And I think it's just something I always like wanted to have, and like want to like have a little shrimp that I can like teach how to play basketball and like
That
hopefully
high jumper, bro. He's gonna have that high jumper you have.
I know I've like lost all athleticism and basketball skills.
High
COVID really like killed
jumper.
that, but I don't want to derail from the conversation, but like I think for me personally it's always been like a non-negotiable. Like I've always wanted to. I've never had like a thought that I'd never w not wanted to have kids. I think it like just to bring someone in this life is kind of like what we're called to do in a way. Now I think there is things to think about when you're having kids of like timing, and timing, like I said, it can be unexpected, but like you can be smart about it. But also
What do you
like
think about like the like waiting? Like, what do you think about when you get married, taking time to, especially like in a situation where there's, you guys aren't living together, like you get married, what about, how do you feel about taking time and say a couple of years to just do the two of you? And then, but do you think it's like a,
I think for us it's super important because we haven't had that time. So like, you know, in our situation, imagine us having kids for 6 months or having a child the first 6 months of our marriage. We've never had that alone time for a longevity period of like, I think the longest Maddie has stayed here is like a month. So we never experienced that. Like every weekend we can hang out. And obviously like trips come up and you're working and stuff. But like, I think like that situation of like, you're never going to have to go to the airport for like a long period of time is really cool. And so I think for us, that's like a really special time and we're going to cherish that. We're going to like do like certain things that we want to do. And that's like maybe go on a big trip. Like we really want to go over to like Europe and go to Greece and
So
Italy and
awesome.
France. Like I know France is like a big thing for Madeline. And I think like Greece is super cool and Italy, she's Italian. So it'd be like kind of cool to go eat some good Italian food.
Heck yeah.
But
Pack me in your suitcase. I won't make a peep.
I'll try to get an extra big one. No, but I think it's important. I also like I do want to note too, like we're waiting for marriage. And I know that's like a really hard thing. And I think that was like a decision we both made from the start of our relationship. Like we wanted to keep it pure and intentional and for the Lord. And it is like that's a super hard thing to do, especially young, especially with the norms of the world. So I think like for us, like that time period, it will be really special. Just like to like really bond and like grow with each other. I think that's gonna be awesome. And then you know, down the road, like we've talked about it, like you know, 29, 30. We're not too far apart from like an age perspective. Like she's like quote unquote like a year, a school year younger than me, but like we're born in the same year, right? So and
What
so
characteristics do you see in Maddie that most stand out to you, Nick, that make you say she's going to be the most killer mom?
because it's what she's called to be. Like going back to that coffee conversation with her dad, we've had a lot of those conversations. I think the hardest one to have was asking for her hand in marriage, which is like
Yeah, no kidding.
a crazy experience for anyone who's like about to go down that path. Definitely buckle up. You're probably not going to say what you've repeated in your head.
Dude, yeah. We'll have to touch on that in a second. I'd love to hear about it.
But, you know, Maddie's dad has always said, you know, Maddie is meant to be a mom. And like, she is this very like calm and encouraging. And like, even when like, she probably should be very upset at me for like how much I work, she's like encouraging and positive and nurturing and like, will cook me a dinner or, you know, just take care of me, right? Do laundry and, like help me out. And like obviously when she's busy and stuff, I try to help her out. But I think for her, like it's kind of what she's called to be in like a crazy way. I don't think like she's super talented with photography. She's super talented with her like content creativity side of things. But I think personally, like she is meant to be a mother. And I think like the values that she's instilled in herself, her parents have instilled in her family has instilled in her, and like the things that I've seen in our relationship have like definitely stood out. Like I had like a non negotiable list on my phone of like what I wanted to see in a wife. And like
Dude,
she
heck
checked,
yeah.
like, and I like I would say, like, as a guy, right? What your non-negotiables? Like, you should set a standard for yourself. You don't have
I
to,
totally agree with that.
and like looks, throw them out the window. Like, what matters to you the most? And like,
Yeah, that's it.
it could be one thing, it could be two things, it could be a list of 20. A list of 20 is a lot harder to find. Mine was a list of 10. I think, like, most importantly, we're in line here. It's like God, each other, family, friends, work. And like,
Nice.
that's in work's kind of been a little bit like, it's been tough.
Seasons of life. Everything ebbs and flows. Everything ebbs and flows.
But like,
Yeah.
I think like she just adores children. Like, she adores like our friends' babies. She has little cousins. And so like, I go down there and like, we're hanging out, and like, she's got like a bunch of I think her one aunt and uncle, they have, I think it's three boys and one girl, and they're all like really little. And we drove them back. We went to like a family dinner after our engagement. We had like an engagement party and then went back to her parents' house. And we drove back like her little cousins, and we were like jamming out to like little kid songs and like just
Yeah.
having a ball. And I'm like, I can see you. Like, I like see this like in your
Yeah.
future. I like her like favorite thing now. And like, I've gotten her on the fall kick, but she's always been on the fall kick. But like, I think in Texas it's a little bit different because you don't really get fall as much. Like
Dude,
North
yeah, we have
Carolina.
colorful trees, crisp breeze.
Yeah.
Oh, baby, come on.
Like,
Good
I brought her back to
lord.
Cleveland for a hometown date, her first time in the fall, like right before Halloween last year. Like, talk about like a perfect time to go to like Cleveland.
No kidding. No kidding, bro.
But like, dude, the last like couple weeks she's been here, it's like every Sunday she's like pumpkin bread, banana bread. Like, on a Sunday, she's got like the pumpkin candle, like clean the house. And like, granted, like, I've been kind of busy because I have like some integration things that I have to do personally. So like, my weekends, like Sunday afternoons, I'm like, all right, I gotta get all this done. And like, it's just like really nice to have that.
Yeah, for sure.
So I just feel like she's so called to be, it's so natural for her. Like, she's gonna be an amazing mother. And I can't wait. Like, I think we always talk about like just being a power couple, but being a power couple in the right mindset of like, want to raise our kids with like good and like good morals, like just like all of like the way that you want to raise your kid, but also like you have to teach them failure, and you have to teach them like kind of like how to do things on their own. Like,
Sure.
having them make decisions, right? And I don't want to use like alcohol, for example, but like, in my opinion, it's like, okay, I don't want you to drink alcohol like when you're young, like in high school, right? Like, it just leads to bad decisions. You just see so many like crazy things. But if you do, like, I want you to have respect towards me where you're like, hey, I messed up here. Call me. I'm going to come get you. Instead of like
Yeah.
hiding and trying to like figure that out, but like kind of know like, hey, you messed up. But like figuring that out for themselves. Also, like I would love my child to have a relationship with God, but that's not my
Oh, yeah.
decision, right? It's not like I'm going to raise. We are going to raise our children with like godly Christian values, it's their choice, right, to come to the Lord. It's not me who's going to do that. I'm going to lead by example and put the like put different pieces in the place, but like, it's me and Maddie's responsibility to like provide them with that life. But also, it's like we can only do so much, and it's like being okay with God and accepting that too. So,
You
yeah.
just lay the foundation, right? Like you lay the groundwork for what they can do and what they build off of.
Yeah, and like having like grace on them if they mess up. 'Cause like, dude, we're all human. Like, think about like when you were in grade school or high school, even college, like some of the dumb things that you probably did that you probably
Oh,
aren't
yeah.
proud of. And like you told your parents and they're like kind of upset, but they're never like, get out of my house.
Oh, exactly.
They're gonna like talk to you and teach you, and like you have to learn your mistakes and your failures, and then ultimately you'll choose the type of person you want to be.
So profound to see just how everything grows and what it all comes from, and just the way that we have life experiences that culminate into who we are, and the lessons that we've taken from them. Because we start off with nothing and then work our way through life and interact with thousands upon thousands of people each year, and each year progress more and more towards who we're supposed to be, or further and further from who we're supposed to be. And that's crazy. So over the last 3 years, it really sounds like you've had just major growth towards who you want to continue to become, but also are becoming and are. And with that, kind of as we're alluding, I have to ask you, Nick, it's something that I always ask. When you look back on your life so far, do you have any moments where you feel like there are regrets? Do you have any regrets that you look back on and say, man, I wish this would have been different, or I wish I would have handled this differently? Baseline, do you have any regrets?
So I like this question. I would say in the moment that it happened, I would have a regret. Everything that's happened in my life is meant to happen for a reason. I don't have any regrets. My past is who has made me today, and that is the path that the Lord has made for me. Even though it's not always pretty, and there's been like failures and temptations and all that type of thing, all those types of things. But the reason why I like this question so much is my grandpa had a stroke when I was a sophomore in high school. He went to John Carroll. Crazy. Like
Go
graduated.
streaks, baby. How cool.
So it's like a cool moment that we got to share when I graduated. But like he had probably one of the best, like he would read a lot, like probably one of the best like memories and life advice. Like a guy that like has been through everything, like raised five kids. Like it's
Yeah.
crazy. So like when he had a stroke, like he would always say, like, I'm like, we would always ask him, like, he would never say, why me? Why did this happen to me? Like, this wasn't supposed to happen. 'Cause he had it like relatively, I wouldn't want to say young, like 70s, like early 70s.
Yeah.
And like, that was, he never said, like, why God? Like, why me? Like, all that type of stuff. He's like, I don't have a regret. Like, I've lived an amazing life. Like, and like, obviously now it's hard because he's like definitely fading out a little bit from like just older, like dementia and all that type of stuff. But I think at the end of the day, like hearing that as a sophomore and now applying it and really understanding what that meant, I have like this year, I mean, like I have had so many failures where I'm like, man, I worked really hard and I regret like doing that, or like I regret this decision I made in college, or I regret this decision I made in high school, or like I regret not maybe playing football, like stuff like that. But like at the end of the day, it's like, no, like you're exactly where you're supposed to be. And in 5 years, 10 years, you'll be exactly where you're supposed to be. But also, you need to work hard every single day in order to be where you're supposed to be. You can't just
Right,
like
oh, it's not just gonna come to you.
sit down. Like you have to put in the work, and everyone's work is going to look different, and that's okay. And it's okay if you're not a multimillionaire. It's okay if you don't have, the biggest family in the world. It's okay, like if you lose your job, or if you didn't get that promotion. Like it's all okay. It's not that big of a deal. You can't take anything with you as soon as you leave. The only thing that's really like the only thing I'm looking forward to at the end of the day is like being with God up in heaven, and like, you know, being on earth is one thing, and like you just get to live a life and, you know, just make every day the best. I don't know. Like, I think for me, just there's no point in having regrets.
I love it. And you kind of really just touched on it, but it's funny, my question that I always like to follow it up with is exactly that. It's like, do you have any pieces of advice or any words of wisdom that you would want to direct towards a specific group of people or just the audience abroad?
Yeah, I would say a couple things. One, this whole topic goes around getting married young. Really, like as guys, I'd say really understand what you want in a partner. Write it down, pray about it, think about it. And same for girls who listen. Like, I think it's super important. I'd say that's like from a relationship standpoint, do that.
Yeah, that's awesome. Because like at the same time, you're going to become those things too. Like if you value it, then you're going to become it. And that's super important.
And then I'd say like to, with that, when you do find that person, commit, go all in, but also be in line in the same values and talk about those things. Have the hard conversations first. Like that is super important. Like call the bull crap. Like just like be brutally honest with that person of like where's your heart? Because if you keep like not talking about it, you can get heartbroken and like you don't want that. And I think too, like from like the relationship standpoint, I think that's really important. And I think the other piece of advice that I'd give is just like be patient. Like everyone's timeline is different. You don't comparison is the biggest thief in today's world. Like don't compare yourself to someone else. Like, don't compare yourself to someone older, younger. Like, everyone like has their own story, and like, there's no reason to compare. And along with that, like, I think too, don't conform to the worldly things. Like, set standard truth. That especially for guys, like, I think in today's world, like, you need to set a standard for yourself. You need to have values. You need to live by those values. And like, and that goes with every facet of your life. And I know that's more guy related, but like, I truly think there's like an issue in today's world with that of like, and like, I think there just needs to be this in, call me crazy, but I just feel like there needs to be this, it's like comeback season for just strong men in today's world. And I think like
Oh, for sure.
that from like writing down what you want in a partner to don't compare yourself to others and to like don't conform to this world on like worldly things. Who cares if you have a Bugatti? Who cares if you have a Ferrari? Who cares if you have a mansion? Like those things don't matter because they're going to get taken away as soon as you leave this world.
And the influence that you leave on people, those tend to carry a little further.
Yeah, like this conversation is like more valuable than any materialistic thing that you're gonna get.
It's funny that you bring that up. I was thinking prior to this, and kind of while we've been talking, especially when we were talking about the kids thing, what's awesome is that this will be out there for your kids, grandkids to look back on and listen to. Like, how raw and real is that?
That's awesome.
Isn't it?
Funny enough that you say that because Maddie and I vlogged our first trip together. There's
You
like a
vlogged your trip together. It kind of cut.
Maddie made. We filmed like our whole trip.
Wow.
Something private for like us too, obviously, but like it's just like super special and like being able to like look back at that. It's like not saying like go out and vlog because it's like kind of crazy, like, but everyone's
It's a
kind of,
lot. I
but
get it. It's a lot.
cool, like you get to look back at it. Look back at all those memories. Take pictures.
Unreal.
Take pictures. That's like a thing I've learned from Maddie. Take a billion pictures.
Right. Yeah, it is. They're great keepsakes. This idea I have to share with you, George Koros talks about it. When I heard him speak, he was talking about he started an email account for, and it's an idea. It's not his original idea, but he started an email account for his baby the second that they knew they were having the baby. And he would write to this baby every day. So it would be day one, you're still in the stomach, and then you talk, and then it'd be day two, and then it'd be like day 400, and it'd be like day 600, you're X years old. And he'd just talk about every day and just email this account, and then he's going to give the access to the email account to the baby when the baby's 18 years old.
That's awesome.
And at six, then they'll have hundreds of emails from every day from their dad all throughout the years.
That is nuts. That's really, I mean, like, the talk about like something that that child will cherish for the rest of their life.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. There's another one, Nick, push you on this. There's a video app called 1 Second Every Day, and I think Maddie and you would love it too. She probably does something to this effect or similar, at least familiar. It's you take a video every day, and it's the default is 1 second, and at the end of the year, you mash it together, and it gives you a 6-minute video of your past year. And I've done it now for 5 years, and I like doing a second and a half. That half second seemingly makes a difference. It also makes the video 9 minutes long at the end of the year, which whatever. But so I've, over the last 5 years, now a 45-minute collective of my last 5 years. And again, it's 40 minutes. So it's a nice synopsis of like, hey, this is what you did over the last literally half decade of your life. It's surreal. I do it from birthday to birthday. So I do like life at, so right now I'm 24. So like I'm doing currently my life at 24. And then at 25, I'll start the next one. A lot of people do calendar year, which is great too. But it's a surreal one. So highly encourage you guys to check that one out.
That's awesome. We'll have to look at that.
Yeah, it's fascinating. Every single time that I look back at it, and it's amazing how much you fit into a year. It's amazing.
It truly is. I mean, it goes by quick. I'll tell you that much. It
goes by quickly. Yeah, and like you put yourself, what's awesome about photos that I find are like these videos. So to give Maddie a nod on taking photos, you immediately put yourself back into the situation and really put yourself in that headspace when you see it. Like you can look back. A photo just came up over the summer that kind of hit me, and this is popping out as I share this. It was a couple buddies from high school, and we were at Cedar Point, and there are these people in line that we had just taken selfies with, and it's just so funny. It takes me back because we're just like sophomores, juniors in high school, just stupid freaking kids having a blast, doing nothing, and just taking pictures with people in line that they were posing for with us. And they're still on my phone like 8 years later, 9 years later. You know, it's crazy like to have that stuff going on. So
like that digital footprint of like, I mean, ever since the iPhone came out.
Like, yes.
I mean, realistically, I think everyone got one like their freshman year of high school.
Yep, that's what I was saying. It's 2013, which is my eighth grade.
Yeah, like everyone, like right around that time, is like everyone has pictures.
Oh, Nick, man, that's fantastic. Listen, I'm so excited for Betty and you and your future family and everyone that gets to interact with you guys. Now, tactically, she is ready. It went just, so will she move after the wedding, and is the wedding in Dallas or is the wedding in Charlotte?
So good question. So she'll move. She's here a lot. She has a lot of clothes here.
Yeah.
And she actually just moved out of her apartment back in with her parents till we get married. I would say she'll probably like move all her stuff here 2 weeks before we get married. Or like, yeah. She really just has her car and clothes. Which, like, I think we'll just ship her car, and then so we're gonna, wedding's in Dallas. Not gonna say the location because I gave the date. Don't want anyone showing up. It's a smaller wedding, half family. Gonna be really special. Just like looking forward to it. We have a pretty big wedding party, eight on each side, and then
Nice.
18 total. We actually just took our engagement pictures, so I'll be posting those soon on
Congrats.
but it was our wedding photographer, and she flew in from Colorado. So I was like really cool to like get to meet her, and like kind of get to see like the style, because Maddie picked her, like, but for me, I'm like, I don't know style, but like I know a good picture, and Maddie takes pictures. This girl took, and like, so like that got me super excited. So wedding is in Dallas, and it's a super cool spot. Definitely like a place where after, like, I would recommend going on a vacation. I'll shoot it to you after we get off the call here. But really, really neat spot. And then we're still trying to figure out honeymoon. We are between like Saint Lucia and like some other places in the like Caribbean.
Beautiful.
So we're gonna do like a week, maybe 10 days, just kind of hang out. It'll be my
Heck
first
yeah.
vacation since I've started work. I've gone on
Oh, well deserved.
little weekend trips here and there, but like it's just hard. It's hard in our job to like take a week off, especially when we're busy. And then we'll move back to, we'll be in Charlotte. So just gonna start building our life here, and which will be super fun. And we're doing a lot now, getting the house ready, and just like, I don't know, it's just fun. Like, there's just so much
Yeah.
that we get to do with each other. And like, again, why Charlotte's a great place is like, go to Charleston, South Carolina, which is like beautiful. It's 3 hours away. That's where I proposed that.
Okay.
And
Love Charleston. I have cousins there. Great spot.
awesome. And then like Asheville, which is another like booming little town here,
Gorgeous.
like hour and a half away. So there's just so much to do, and we're like super excited. I got like a bunch of buddies who have, boats. There's two lakes. There's Lake Norman, which is like the bigger lake. It's no Lake Erie by any means, but it's a super fun like boating lake. And then there's Lake Wylie, which is another one that flows into Lake Norman. So we had some friends that just actually moved out and bought a house on the water. So one of my coworkers. So we're excited. They bought a boat, and I'm sure we'll be out there a little bit. But yeah,
Heck yeah.
summers, and we're looking forward to summers in the Carolinas. And my buddy is getting married. Him and his fiance are getting married in October. And then Maddie and I are getting married in May, and then our other friends are getting married in June. And then, funny enough, my work, I proposed, on the 10th, another guy proposed on the 14th, and another guy proposed on the 16th.
Jeez, oh man.
Yeah. So
That is so weird.
yeah,
How
like it was a crazy time.
cool.
One of those guys, they like did like a mini elope like court ceremony, and he's from Europe, so they're gonna go back to Europe and get married, but it'll take some time to like coordinate all that. So they're like, let's just get it done, and we'll do like a big celebration later.
That's cool.
No, I mean, it's cool. I mean, lots of weddings. It's kind of the norm down here, but I love it. I'm all for it.
Oh yeah, it's all stemmed from that love that you've been talking about, and of course the Southern hospitality and influence and warm valued base is how I'll say
I think you got that right.
Nick, I can't thank you enough for coming on here and talking with me and talking with our audience just about your story and about your journey of getting married young and what the family looks like and why it's important and how in your case divorce isn't in your vocabulary and is what of course you're not shooting for and how you're working to avoid that. It's fascinating here, and it is really taboo and out of the ordinary and, dare I say, radical in what our society has ended to. And it's, for me, refreshing, and I hope for some of our listeners too. I think it's awesome to hear, especially, again, coming from a young mind who is vibrant like yours. And so hats off to Maddie, to you, congratulations. But again, thank you so much for coming on to Chats with Clark, chat with me and our audience, and just being the guy that you are. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem, man. I appreciate it. Hopefully get together when I'm back up in Cleveland.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't already, please hit that subscribe button. Throw us up on your stories. Follow us on social media. It's Chats with Clark on TikTok, Chats with Clark on Instagram. And again, I'm your host, Joe Clark, signing off. This is another episode of the Chats with Clark podcast.